You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Midday Show live from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camrell RV Sales, Service, Parts, and Accessories. Eagles on the practice field right now. After practice, we'll be joined by Eagles guard Landon Dickerson. Excited to talk to him. First preseason game coming up on Thursday night at home against the Bengals. All right, back to your phone calls on Kyle Schwarber and the Phillies offense in just a few minutes here. Is Schwarber, has he reached the level for you of peak Ryan Howard when you watch him at the plate? He has for me. He was not quite there yet, but boy, the guy's had 40 home runs on August 5th.
He's special, though. No question.
Unbelievable. I mean, I really actually, the Howard thing aside, I think it is almost sneaking up on people, or it flew under the radar. Schwarber is one of the best home run hitters ever, like in terms of at-bats per home run. Now, he's got to keep going, right, to reach those levels, 500, 600, that the greats did. But just in terms of rate of when he hits his home runs, it's as high as anyone in the history of baseball. All right, we'll get back to phone calls on that. But, Hugh, we got a trade last night. I'm at the Phillies game, and I got a little notification on my phone. The Eagles have made a trade. I'm like, all right, what's going on here? The Eagles last night traded Thomas Booker, one of their defensive tackles, to the Raiders for a corner, Jacorian Bennett, who is a young player. He came out the same year as Keely Ringo.
Yeah.
I think he was taking the pick before, right around Keely Ringo. So they land Jacorian Bennett. Let's hear Nick Sirianni this morning discussing the trade and how the whole thing came about with the Eagles landing a corner from the Raiders last night.
What led to the trade for Bennett?
I think Howie does such a good job of continually trying to improve our football team. No one does it better than he does. And, you know, we thought that was an opportunity to add some depth at corner. We feel good about our depth. Obviously, we'll miss Book and wish him the best, and we feel good about our depth at defensive tackle, but just a way to add some depth there at corner.
Hugh, what did you make of the trade? I mean, first of all, he's talking about depth and all that, but it felt telling that they made this trade now, and you said he's here already, this guy.
Yeah, he's here. He's here. He met him this morning. He had practice. There's a lot. Allow me one more second to long talk just a little bit. Because Booker yesterday, you know, we sitting here in the tent. Mm-hmm. Well,
RV.
This wonderful RV, and we do the show.
Brought to you by Forest River RV.
Forest River RV, that's shameless right. plug. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, Booker was out there talking to the crowd, talking about, you know, being here in Philadelphia and all this other stuff.
Yep.
Then he gets traded to the Las Vegas Raiders. Talk about going from classy to ashy, like, real fast. Mm. You know, that was one thing. And on the other side, you talk about the young corner that they brought in. I think it's kind of telling that they brought him in before the first preseason game. To me, allow me to recklessly speculate like I like to do. They like the fact that Cooper DeJean can play safety. I think that's probably going to be, when it's all said and done, your starting safety.
So not even the nickelback anymore?
You mean that's what I'm thinking.
Woo!
Because we're talking about – but this is still a fluid situation.
I know, but that's a big change.
They're not happy with the corners. So much so that they didn't even want to wait for the first preseason game. Because the young man that they brought in, he's been a starter since he's been in the league.
Adoree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
oh,
been
no, you mean the young guy yesterday.
Yeah, the one they got yesterday. Yeah. He's been a starter since he's been in the league, Joe. And he didn't say it to me, but he wants to start. Mm. Like that, he's here to start. He's here to get a starting job. So that's where we're at with that.
All right, so we're going to see where this goes, you know, from here on out, the rest of the camp. They're obviously adding to the competition at that other corner or maybe slot, you know, if they want to move.
Yeah, maybe that. But,
Cooper
yeah,
around.
He going to start. He's coming here to start.
Well, okay, so maybe. And maybe he's better than Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo. What we're going to find out as the next few weeks go on. According to the ESPN story I was reading about the trade, he had dropped to the second and third team in OTAs and minicamp on the Raiders. So, like, there's a little concern in my mind if we are trading for a second or third team Raider corner to start. Now, if it's just a depth piece, and look, the Eagles have a ton of depth on the defensive line, right? Mm-hmm. Especially in interior. They have Ty Robinson, who they drafted. Mm-hmm. Gabe Hall seems to be making a case to be on this team. More obviously, we have more Ojomo in here. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter. Like,
yeah,
they got a lot. Booker probably wasn't going to play for this team.
Yeah. Okay?
He's probably fifth or sixth in the depth chart. So, whatever. If they want to swap
but
him.
He probably would have made the team, like we were talking to Elliot. But they're so deep,
yeah,
they
right.
can afford to, you know what I mean, give him a chance to go somewhere else and
he
play.
He probably wouldn't have played much, right? He could have been on the team but not play much. Okay, so I'm fine with the trade. But we're trading for a guy that had a labrum issue last year. Again, I'm not saying he can't play. And you're right, he did start some and showed some good stuff in the NFL. But this offseason, he had dropped to second team on the Raiders. Does that concern you? About, like, if your theory is right, that they're concerned about their corners, and they're getting a second-team Raider corner. I don't know, man. That makes me a little concerned.
Well, from the small sample of me communicating with him like I did, he talked about the organization and how, you know, the coaching staff is much better than it was, and how, you know, he kind of, you know, fell out of favor. Fell out of grace, if you will.
In Las Vegas?
Well, a little bit.
That backs up the story I was reading. He's played with primarily the second and third teams, and he's been with the backups this offseason.
And that could potentially be the style of play that they want from their corners, Joe. The new regime.
You're saying maybe he didn't fit in?
Yeah, doesn't jive with what they want their corners to do.
He's with Pete Carroll now. It's more of a zone defense.
Yeah, so he's probably more of more of a hands-on type guy. So that's where I think that comes in at. And it says a lot to me that they didn't wait. They did not wait till the first preseason game to go get a corner. Like, they traded Buddy. Like, Buddy got traded when you were at the game. He caught the red eye.
I know. The fact when you said to me you talked to him this morning, I'm like, wait, on Joe, the phone? He's
Joe,
here?
Joe.
He's in Vegas last night.
He caught the red eye. Yeah. Hey, bro, you need to get your ass out here real quick.
Well, that means that they
want a lot.
Yeah, and you know, when Dotson arrived last year, that was right at the end of the preseason,
yeah.
And I always thought it felt like he was swimming upstream trying to get his feet under him here in this offense. This gives Jakorian Bennett a chance here to play and maybe, you know, play in these preseason games. We'll see who's going to be out there tomorrow. But listen to this. Ross Tucker was on with the morning show today. And it sounds like as we're trying to figure out who's going to start on this defense, especially in the secondary, they might have themselves a legitimate test tomorrow night. Here's Ross Tucker, of course, going to call the game on TV tomorrow night, and what he's heard about what we might see here tomorrow night, Thursday night, Bengals-Eagles.
Supposedly, by the way, Joe, the Bengals are going to play their starters some.
Ooh.
Because they've been getting off to slow starts.
Ooh.
There's a lot of talk of the Bengals playing Joe Burrow and their starters more this preseason. So we'll see if that's game one or not, but man, you know, with all the cornerback competition, Adoree Jackson and Keely Ringo, I would expect both those guys to play a decent amount. That would be amazing if they could go against Burrow, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins for a couple series.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That's kind of what I anticipated. But I thought that this was one of those situations, Joe, that they would have waited to see how it played out. And then go get a corner.
Yeah.
They didn't wait. They went and got one like yesterday.
All right. Well, then here's a question as we talk about this trade and the Eagles acquiring a corner yesterday. Are you confident in the Eagles secondary, Hugh? Because when I think about it, I'm very, very confident in a couple players. Like I think there's all pro upside this season to both Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean. I think we could have two, not just good players, stars. And they already were. I mean, I saw
trending in that direction.
The top 100 countdown is going on right now, NFL, you know, the players vote.
Yeah.
I think Cooper was rated the 60th best player in the NFL already, and Quinyon 49. So these guys, you can really make the case they already are stars. But I think there's a chance the two of them are all pros this season, or close to that level. But there's also a couple spots that I have no idea what we're getting. It's a weird secondary where they have two potential true stars. And then the other guys are like, I mean, Reed's solid. Reed's fine. But Hugh, the other spots, I don't know what we're getting out of those other spots. I have a lot of questions about the secondary right now. If this kid that's coming in on a red eye from Las Vegas could start, that is not a ringing endorsement of either Keeley or Adoree Jackson.
It's not. And it's one of those things where you look at somebody who can, he feels like he might be a plug and play guy.
Hmm.
You know, or somebody who they feel has enough playing time on his belt that they would be comfortable with him getting up to speed as the season goes along. You know, because the strength, when I'm thinking of this defense right now, off the top, the strength would probably be the defensive line. I know that some people probably would, you know, argue that that probably isn't the case. But I feel like with the cornerstone tackle in Jalen Carter that you have there, that you're going to disrupt a lot of things. You're going to put a lot of pressure on quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's going to be the case. So you got a chance for these corners to be a little bit more opportunistic when they play against quarterbacks of the caliber of Joe Burrow and guys like that.
Yeah, I just feel like they have holes in the secondary. They potential.
I got it. Yeah, because it's the unknown.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like teams are going to attack. If I'm playing quarterback, if we're drawing up how to attack the Eagles, you're going to avoid Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right. And you're going to avoid where Cooper is on the field, and you're going to try to get the ball to whoever that other guy is, whether it's Ringo, whether it's Adoree, whether it's this kid they just got from the Raiders here. 215-592-9494. Are you confident in the Eagles secondary? I'm not right now. The fact that, you know, we're making a trade for a guy that could push to play today, like right now, that could jump in.
He's probably going to be out there.
Kyle, where are you feeling the secondary? Is Howie tries to improve it yesterday, but it's almost like, what are they telling us by going out and make a move like this?
Now, let's be honest. If you're fully confident in the Eagles' secondary right now, that's full-blown Super Bowl syndrome. Still lingering.
It totally is.
From February. I mean, I don't know how anyone can be fully confident in the secondary, given what they lost and what they have replacing them. And the way Vic Fangio's talked about the corner situation, he's basically said neither Ringo nor Adoree Jackson have stood out. And I highly doubt that means they're both like so great that he can't pick between who's going to be better. And if you move Cooper DeJean to safety, which, one, I'm not even sure if that's going to be a great move for Cooper DeJean. But two, that weakens the nickel corner position too. Mm-hmm. And I think we underrate a little bit just how important that nickel's been, especially for the Eagles over the past, like, 10 years or so. Like,
well, and teams move their best receiver inside sometimes.
Sure. And I mean, think about it this way. 2017, Patrick Robinson was excellent, and yep. they won the Super Bowl. 2022, they went to the Super Bowl.
Avante
Maddox had a great season. And then last season, as soon as Cooper DeJean gets plugged into the defense at nickel, things start really taking off. Like, the nickel cornerback is, I think, sort of being lost in this whole thing if we move Cooper DeJean to safety. And then, I mean, besides Quinion Mitchell, I'm really not fully 100% confident in anybody else in the secondary. I mean, Reed Blankenship, he's a fine player, but he's not, like, you know, great, like, top-of-the-league coverage safety.
Yeah, he's solid. He's just solid.
I think he's solid, and he was made to look better by the other pieces that were around him last season. I don't know if Cooper DeJean at the other side is going to be able to uplift him in a similar way that they were able to last season. So, I mean, it's Quinion Mitchell, and then if they move Cooper, I don't know who else. And I don't think this move really speaks to how confident they are in those other top two guys.
Are you confident in the secondary, Hugh?
I think that they have the potential to be versatile. Now, what that looks like, I don't know. I'm not out here every day, but I look at.
We kind of are out here.
Well,
we've been here.
Well, when I say,
I know you.
You know what I mean. Like watching the practices and
play by
play, understanding the concepts and everything. I'm just going by what Elliot tweets out and what I'm hearing, and I feel like when you have a guy like Cooper DeJean that's out there, and if you can get two comparable corners, you have the versatility to move guys around and have them play multiple positions. That's kind of how I see. Cooper is more like the jack of all trades, if you will.
Yeah, no, I Cooper and Quinion, I think, will be great no matter what they do. Obviously, Quinion's going to follow the best receiver. That's what we've heard in camp. He's going to now do that. Cooper, they'll move around, and I think he'll be positive no matter where he is. And but there's two spots.
But I feel like this, Joe.
That are just
like,
open.
I think that if I'm thinking about this the right way, there's potential for Cooper to play multiple positions in this defense.
Sure.
Predicated on whatever the team is giving them. You know, because a lot of these teams nowadays, and I would assume that with the Cincinnati Bengals, even though, you know, it's a preseason game, that they're probably going to try to move receivers around and do exotic things. And I could envision Coop coming up on the line and playing on the line, playing like a linebacker, if you will, or dropping into coverage and running with a tight end. He's big enough and he's versatile enough that you could do that with a guy like that.
I have total confidence in two of the players, but on most snaps, they're going to have five secondary players out there, right? Nickel is 90% now. Most snaps, they're going to have five secondary players out there. Hugh, I'm only confident. I guess I'll include Reed, right? I mean, because I know what Reed is. Kyle, I think, framed it fairly. He's solid.
Yeah, he's a solid player.
Right, so two of the five spots on almost every snap, I have no idea who's going to play, first of all. And I have no idea if they can play. That's a major departure from last year. How many snaps did they give to secondary players that were below average players? Very few.
Mm.
I mean, they were almost all either average or above. Slay, Isaiah Rogers. They didn't have, like, moments last year. It was very few where they put someone out there like, oh, the defense is going to attack them. Remember when Tristan McCollum came in the Washington game when CJGJ got thrown out of the game?
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we have spots like that now where teams are going to say, oh, that's the guy we're going after.
I'm concerned about it. I look at it like this. As far as the secondary players go and I would probably put the linebackers in that too. You probably got three guys out there. Just off the top of my head, well, four. I'll put Reed in there that are competent enough so that they won't blow the coverage for you in the back
end. But three out of five, that means two are out there that you can attack.
Yeah, but how many teams have three out of five good cover guys?
Yeah, but we don't even know if these guys are good. Like, that's the concern.
But that's what I'm saying. But we got three.
Well,
we got three, and we got three.
What's Reed? Reed's.
I put him at the fourth. I put him in there as the fourth.
No, but he's your third best secondary guy.
But
Quinion.
I go
Cooper.
Zach Bond.
No, he's a line. I'm talking about the secondary.
I put the linebacker. Like, okay. When I did my thing, I put the linebackers in.
Yeah, I was talking about the five secondary players.
Okay.
Three corners, two safeties.
Okay.
We only have three right now.
Okay. Well, that's probably three more than most NFL teams have, Joe, that are decent players.
Yeah, but we're trying to win the Super
Bowl. No, I hear what you're saying, Joe, and I also look at it as these guys can – if you get some guys out there that you like certain aspects of their game. They can get better as the season progresses. Yeah. Kind of like Kansas City did the year they started with two young guys.
I just feel like we didn't have to hide anybody last year. And this year...
You feel like that's the case?
We might have to, yeah. And teams are good at... like we're going to face the Cowboys with two good receivers in week one. Then we're going to Kansas City. You think Andy's going to try to get a matchup on one of these corners?
No, definitely.
McVay in week three? I mean, like, that's what the good NFL teams do. They try to get the matchup on the guy that you get the matchup on.
It's going to be a little bit of, they're going to have a little bit of get back syndrome. They're going to want to get back.
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean? So we'll see if this kid could play. Are you fully confident in the Eagles secondary? 215-592-9494. 56% early in the poll with clear syndrome here, Kyle. That's... it was expected to happen. There's no question about that.
Clear
yeah,
it's basically just copy and paste. Are you confident in blank with the Eagles?
Yeah. They just won the Super Bowl, dude.
Is that the response?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. But they don't have all those players anymore, which is obviously the problem here. All right, let's go to Spike, who says, let her say, hey, Spike, what do you want to say to Hugh?
Oh, hi, Hugh. Where are you?
Hey, Spike, how you doing?
I haven't talked to you for a little while. So, first I want to say, I love you, Hugh.
But,
I think you're being very mean to Spike, and I think you're being a tad bit of a ninny.
A ninny. I haven't heard ninny in a while.
And so, anyway...
Wait a minute, Spike, how am I being mean to Spike?
This has been turned around. Spike, Hugh's the bully now.
Well, because let me tell you something. I think you're being mean to Spike because Spike was just putting it out there without, like, finger point and saying, hey, Hugh, could you get this on? You're, like, a little bit late. He could have been a real jackass, but he wasn't.
I think
that you gotta give the man a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, and I'm not the biggest Spike Epkin big fan. Okay, even though I am a Spike.
That is big of you to support a man that is a bully.
Yeah, well, no, it actually makes you look worse because she's saying she's not the biggest Spike fan, but she's defending him in this because you're clearly wrong on this.
No, Spike's a bully. That was an aggressive tone email. That was aggressively tone.
I don't think he was being a big Richard.
And he was being a Richard, and he called me a ninny.
No, well, he did not.
Oh.
He
called me a ninny. I did not hear.
What did you say it was? A ninny? Did Spike say it was a ninny?
Yeah, but that's this Spike, not Spike Eskin.
That's what Spike was thinking.
Spike, good call. We appreciate you. Again, quote, today is the last day to submit to have your vote count. Thank you to everyone who has done already. Go Birds.
That was aggressive.
I'm really struggling to see where, like, the aggressive.
There's no.
Part
I mean, there's.
Was.
I've read it over 10 times now. There's no aggression. There's a thank you.
It was an undertone of aggression.
There was no undertone.
A little bit.
You were so sensitive.
How many times does Spike say "Go Birds" and thank you?
Sever.
So, him being cordial and
it was an undertone. I felt that.
It was in writing.
It was written in a snippy, snarky way.
No.
I think it was more a matter of fact, and I think there needed to be a sense of urgency.
But see,
hold on. You were, when the week you were on vacation, Kyle and I did quarter century week, right?
Yes.
So I sent a similar email sending out to the staff if they wanted to participate, right? Because we were compiling all the
you
votes.
Said if they want, you gave them an option.
But. As someone who
Spike didn't give me an
as he did, as someone who compiled the votes, and I was telling Kyle about this when we did it that week, it is a tedious task. It takes time. It takes just time. Like you need a couple hours or whatever to put it all together, so you have the data to present as part of the show and the topics and all that. So I understand why he needed the votes in by the end of Sunday. Otherwise, they weren't going to count. He probably had to spend his Monday morning compiling the votes for their show.
It was aggressive. It was aggressive, and I felt uncomfortable when I read it because it was kind of like it was.
Will you man up, dude?
I'm just saying it was uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable feeling.
The original email started off, "Hi friends, this is what you consider aggressive."
A little bit,
yeah. Didn't you play in the NFL?
A long time ago.
I know.
It's a long time ago.
Decades. 215-592-9494. Are your phone calls?
Lifetime ago.
Hey, what happened
drinking
to you?
Wine.
This guy
nice Pinot Grigio. I had a Pinot Noir.
How was it?
It was light. It was a light. It had some crisp taste. It was like fruit. You know, like the fruity drinks.
The tannins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, the tannins.
The tannins, yeah.
I don't even decant my wine. Yeah. I just go straight, take it to the head.
Kyle, would you be surprised we found out one day that this is an imposter Hugh, that the real Hugh was stolen and they gave us
I'm
this
a clone.
I feel like we've already found out. You hear this,
clone
dude?
Douglas might be my
I'm
new favorite.
I'm just saying, man, I'm trying to do things a little bit differently. And, you know, I work with some aggressive people, and sometimes it just brings me down a little bit.
No. What this is you just being soft. 215-592-9494. For your phone calls and all of this, are you concerned about the Eagles secondary? I am. They're trading for a guy who – I mean, again, I'm presenting this the way it is, not my opinion. This guy was running with the twos and threes with the Raiders, and there's a thought he might come here and have a chance to start.
Oh, he want to start.
Well, everyone wants to start. But twos and threes with the Raiders means you're not that good.
If you got traded to the Eagles, one of the first things you probably say, hey, what's up? You're going to get a chance to start. They probably told him that. You can't just give him the job, but, you know, he's coming under the guise that he's going to be a starter.
Yeah, and that's good. You know what? I'm rooting for the kid, but it says more about Ringo and Jackson that they made
yeah,
this deal. 215-592-9494. Kyle Schwarber. Has he reached peak Ryan Howard level to you when you watch him? He has for me. Where do you come down on all this? And who is right and who is wrong on this? I mean, Hugh says Spike is a bully for sending a perfectly fine email asking him to submit a Mount Rushmore ballot. Hugh refused. I think Hugh's wrong on this. 215-592-9494. Landon Dickerson joins us coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
First of all, I was pressured. But anyway, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire my grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet, smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill, and boom, dinner done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hatfield, better care, better port.
Welcome back to the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Sales Service, parts and accessories. We are live today. Practice just wrapped up here. And Landon Dickerson will join us coming up shortly. Excited to talk to him. Huge. Couple things I noticed, and I feel like I've seen this a bunch this year.
What'd you see?
We've been out here a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like Jalen is missing throws. And I'm not talking about him not seeing the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like routine throws, like, I don't know, 12, 13-yard outs. Like throws he makes very well, very normally. He just off. Like there was two or three. Yep.
Panic alert. Panic alert.
I don't know if it's the kind of thing where it's just he's got to get back in a rhythm, and it takes a few weeks of practice, and then by the time we get to September, his rhythm is there. And when I say throws he normally makes, he makes these. He does them without problems. Like it's a 10-yard, 12-yard out to the or a corner route or whatever, and he's just off. Like I see the receivers having to really reach. There's a pick he threw in front of us today where he overthrew the receiver. Cooper got it. I just have noticed it a lot. It feels like he's just kind of off in this camp.
Maybe, I'm recklessly speculating like I like to do. Maybe they're trying to work on his time and getting the ball out of his hands a little bit quicker. Because last year, and I'm just going off of what we saw last year, a lot of times it felt like he held the ball a little bit too long.
Uh-huh.
So maybe he went into this season trying to get the ball out of his hands.
So maybe it's more like a timing thing and he and the receiver are off.
Yeah,
right. Because I'm seeing the end of it where the receiver's reaching out. And he just can't grab it. Like, yeah. Just the throw is a foot off.
A little off. I wouldn't be surprised if that would be what they're working on. You know, trying to be a little bit more creative in the running game. You know, we'll probably see more in the screen game. They have their bread and butter plays. They're probably trying to incorporate other stuff, other beasts into the repertoire.
Speaking of other stuff, you know what I saw a lot today? Because they were doing red zone kind of things today, right? Mm-hmm. And this was both first team and second team. And this might be a Kevin Petullo thing because he's the only difference, right? You would think it's similar offense. It's still Sirianni. It still hurts. There was a lot of rollouts.
Getting
designed,
him out of pocket.
Well, in McKee too, right? It's the play, right? So it's not just Jalen. A lot of design rollouts. Like they were on the 10, 12-yard line, and Jalen and then McKee was next, took the snap, and they just – this is the kind of stuff that Foles used to do. I mean, it was more like Doug Peterson's offense. We saw Andy's offense has a lot of sprint outs. I feel like we haven't done much of that the last couple of years.
Yeah, trying to evolve the offense, trying to – see, a lot of times there are certain bread-and-butter plays that you want to get to or that you run extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to run them out of different formations and try to be more creative about the way that you get to them. What was the knock when – who was it? Jalen's old coach. Coach Johnson?
Brian Johnson.
Brian Johnson was here. When he was here, we talked about how – there wasn't a lot of stemming, a lot of motion. There was not a lot of movement.
Oh, that was a big story that year.
That was a big story. And so last year we saw a little bit more of that.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think this is just a progression. And the reason why I'm recklessly speculating is because we only see certain aspects of practice from our trailer. And a lot of times if we don't know the concepts of what they're trying to accomplish, it's kind of hard to glean that. So, you know, I'm trying to just, you know, envision – potentially what they might be trying to do in certain situations.
Well, and to give people one more glimpse into it. So there's, if you haven't ever been to NovaCare Complex, there's three fields here?
Yes.
And they're lined up right next to each other. So our RV is at the far end of one of the fields.
Yes.
So if they're at the full opposite end, which they are sometimes, it's really far away from us. The middle one we could see a little bit, but today they happen to be right here.
Yeah.
They happen to be right in front of us here. You know, and they were coming our way, right? The goalposts were this way. So today was one of the days we could see quite a bit here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, a few polls up here on the Midday Show account. Has Kyle Schwarber reached peak Ryan Howard level for you? 68% on yes on this one. That's a pretty big number.
I mean, that's pretty significant.
It is.
It's coming off of last night, though. You know.
Well, it is, right? We asked maybe at the right time here, up to 40 home runs as we enter August 4th or August 5th here. Was Hugh wrong for not submitting a Mount Rushmore list? I take exception with the voting here. And Kyle's right. Maybe it was a leading question. But yes or no, Spike is a bully. You know, you could think Spike's a bully. I don't happen to think that. But you could think that and still think you're wrong for not submitting a list. You should have submitted a list.
Just give me the numbers. What's the numbers?
59% no, Spike is a bully. 41% yes, Hugh was wrong. 41% okay. Think you were wrong.
That's a significant amount of people, uh-huh. Even with the leading question.
Yeah.
59% is passing.
Well, barely.
Barely. I don't even know.
That's still an F. Listen. Yeah. No, hold on. You need a 60 to pass.
You need 60 to pass.
We got.
You got a couple hours. Plus,
I got a couple hours. We got time. Hey, people, get out there and vote. Spike's a bully. Get out there and vote.
I don't know. I don't know what this says about our audience, but the same percentages are locked into. Are you fully confident in the Eagles secondary? 59% yet. How is anyone fully confident in a secondary that just traded for a Raiders backup?
Why are you mad at the people?
Because I just don't understand.
It's ridiculous. Like,
it's okay to say, you know what? They've got two tremendous players back there, and the other guys, there's some questions.
I haven't seen the poll, but I can guarantee you that someone on the poll said something to the effect that we just won the freaking Super Bowl.
Well, that's peak syndrome.
You gotta love the fans.
It really is, man.
It's unbelievable.
It's anonymous too. Like, you know, don't be worried about putting yourself out there. Just vote. Vote honestly.
It's anonymous.
Yeah. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
I do think, and I said this earlier, the fact that they have two very high level players in the secondary makes it one that I'm not like panicking about, right? I think Quinyon and Cooper are good enough that they'll figure out things around them. I think it's what you were saying, that they'll patch it together. I'm just going off of last year, though. They had, like, who was the hole? Like, if you were attacking someone, who are you attacking? Slay? I guess Slay? And he was still solid.
Yeah.
That was their, or Isaiah Rodgers, right? Whoever was in the game at that point was probably their worst secondary player last season. And right now, they just have, they have more question marks at that level of the defense than they had at any point last season.
I would also say this. Say, for instance, the new guy starts. I would probably see probably maybe a little bit more zone. Maybe they're not understanding the zone concepts on the back end like they were wanting to.
You know what I'm thinking about too now?
What's that?
What was it? A couple days ago when Fangio was asked about Adoree Jackson and basically
he's like, this is the third stop.
Yeah, this is his last shot.
And I don't think with that being said, it's probably safe to say since they got a corner, he probably ain't gonna make it.
They gotta cut Adoree Jackson?
Maybe. You brought a corner in, Joe.
Full confidence. This is great.
You
like, what are we doing?
You brought a corner in and you flew him on the red eye. You know how hard it is to pay for get a red eye flight? Like,
dude, they're like a $10 billion franchise.
No, but I'm just saying they had to break bread for that ticket. Hey, you need to get your ass here tonight.
Do you think it's even know about it in the accounting?
That yes, they have
they
to.
Don't. A red
only,
eye.
Joe, only you would.
They're the
Joe.
Eagles.
Red eye.
See,
plane ticket.
See, the devil's in the details. And see, y'all don't seem to want to look at the details of the situation.
Yo, here's
like
the detail
this.
I'm trying to give you. They just traded for a third stringer from the Raiders. And they're trying to sell me things are
and
good.
And they flew him on the red eye. He's a starter.
Who only you would red eye. Factor
what,
that
what,
in.
What are you what Who are cares? You not?
They fast tracked the guy here.
That's a big deal.
It's from not.
That's a big deal from out on the West Coast.
Because they paid, what, $500 for a plane ticket? It's a
probably
big deal?
More like
it's
1,000.
Like, it's maybe the smallest deal in this
hey,
entire situation.
How soon can you get here? How soon you want me there? You need to leave now. He didn't even get a chance to pack a bag.
Oh, he
just
has
jumped
a bag.
On the plane.
You make it
he wearing Eagles gear.
They gave it to him this morning.
Yeah, because he ain't got no clothes. He didn't even get a chance to pack no drawers. Take your butt straight to the airport. Have your mama or your girlfriend or somebody, your significant other, drop you off.
Yeah,
we need you
this
here.
This isn't making me feel great about the secondary. If it's so dire, the guy can't get his drawers on
that's,
the way out.
That's what I'm talking about. Now we're on the same page.
You said it was okay.
We were watching the game last
you
night, right?
You talked yourself out of it because of a red eye.
No, I'm just saying. We were watching the game last night.
The red eye's got him.
And I was like, oh, we traded for a corner. But then when I got here this morning, I'm sitting out there, you know, I see Big Dom and I see the young guy. I thought he was a coach. I thought he was a young coach, like an intern or something. They said, no, this is the corner. And I was like, damn.
You thought he was an intern?
Well, because I didn't know who he was.
I'm supposed to feel good? This is awesome. Kind of my start?
Well,
you're making me feel worse.
Full confidence.
Okay, he was an intern that looked like he'd been working out a lot.
Okay, all right. At least you got that.
But when I saw him, I'm like, oh, snap. They flew him in, like, right away. That must be a dire situation.
The red eye got you.
No, I'm just saying, man. You don't fly a cat. Like, okay, just for a frame of reference.
Now, here we go.
When I got traded. Even though I was up the street, I went to Atlanta first. I didn't come here. I went to Atlanta.
Was that your decision?
Well, hold on. Wasn't it the off season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
it's training camp,
I guess. But it's still a right to a story.
All over the place.
It's still around the store. I went home first.
Between the spin on Spike's email and this, that was a snippy email.
We got to get Hugh back in studio, man.
I'm saying it was a snippy email.
Lost his compass.
It was snippy. Hey, thanks for all who sent their submitted their thingies first.
So you felt a certain way because you obviously were one of the people that had not submitted.
No, because I was, and then he got snippy, and then it was aggressive.
Can I take you through how I felt?
How?
So I was late, a little late to the party. I did not fill out one off of the first email. I kind of forgot. I actually found the second email to be a nice reminder, and then I was like, oh, I forgot. I'll do it. Instead, you took the second email as a veiled threat.
It was a threat. Okay. Spike's a bully. Okay. That's my story.
Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up next on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
First of all, Hugh, stand on business. That was a complete threat. You can read between the lines. Spike Eskin is a bully. He's like a chihuahua. He thinks he's intimidating, but he's not. You know what I mean? You let him sit there and bark at you. But you can tell. He said, go birds and thank you. When's the last time Spike was polite like that?
Exactly. Black Gritty, you feel me? That's not how he talks.
It's not how he talked. He said that so he didn't come across as intimidating, the little chihuahua that he is. That's why I put it in there. Y'all ain't reading the subtext. Y'all don't listen to Hugh out here with his little ass.
They don't hear nothing I say, man.
He can read subtext. Y'all can't read.
We are conditioned.
Y'all don't do a whole lot of stuff out there.
Yeah. All right, Black Gritty, I'm going to put you back on hold. I want to finish your call. We have Landon Dickerson popping in the RV here. We'll get back to this because obviously, you know, we're just seeing the same thing differently, right? That's what this is. We're seeing the same email.
Spike Eskin is a bully.
Well, that's your opinion, but I think
what's up with the toilet paper? not toilet paper.
I brought some paper towels.
What's up with the napkins,
well,
man?
He knows you're probably spilling all over yourself.
No, I just got done conditioning. I'm trying.
Joining us right now is Eagles offensive lineman Landon Dickerson, right off the practice field. Landon, how you doing, man?
Well, I'm good, but y'all didn't give me no headphones.
Oh, we'll get you some.
There's some headphones right there.
Yeah, we can plug some
headphones. Look, he's a professional.
He's done
this
before.
So, Len, let's get down to business, man. I know you're getting ready for practice and everything, but how's that lawnmower you got doing, man?
Lawnmower's good. You know, this time of year is a little tough. We do get off days every once in a while. So, yeah, that's my active recovery.
I'm saying, if you're busy or whatever, if you need me to, you know, ride the lawnmower and cut the grass.
I don't know what kind of stripes you're throwing down.
I'm just saying. So you doing the stripes now, huh? You doing the fancy.
Pull up the social media thing.
Okay, well, show me what you're working
I
with.
I think it's on there.
Hugh, when was the last time you mowed a lawn?
Yeah, dude. Will you find your page? Let me see what the stripes.
My damn name.
I can't type. Okay, you
apologize for my profanity.
We're used to you cussing. As a matter of fact, I like the way you break down the huddle sometimes. Have you always been a potty mouth? When it comes to being the guy in the huddle,
am I a potty mouth?
Oh wow! Wait, you're laying. Are you?
No, not this one.
You've really leaned into the grass thing, huh?
Wait. Where is this at? I don't know how to work social media. Wait, hold up.
Wait a minute. But what's up with the grass?
Did you post them yourself, or did your wife post them?
My wife does. How you get it to load more pictures?
See, you talk about me. You don't even know how to use social media.
We'll find it. It'll help us out here.
How many pictures have I posted on it? Jesus.
Well, you didn't even know, apparently.
I guess not.
No, I see you with your laying in the grass. So you're doing the lines, right?
How can I not find this on here?
Yeah, Hugh, I got to tell you. I think I've seen these photos that he's talking about. You're not ready.
No, dog. Look at this lawn. Like, Joe. Look at that, though. That's a beast.
But you got to get the lines. That's what he's talking about.
Yes, it's the stripes.
So, okay.
I don't even know where they are.
We're here to talk football.
It might be a picture on my phone that I think.
Yeah, we're here to talk football, but.
Football's on grass.
So the lines, do you have to change the level of the blade to do all that?
So, no. So, it's actually just which way the grass lays.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, when you mow, like grass, you know, you can it goes back and forth. So, yeah. It's lighter when it's going away from you. So, if you look, it's like a light stripe and then a dark stripe.
Uh-huh.
So, the light stripes, if this is a grass blade, it's laying that way. If it's dark, it's leaning to you.
So is it the direction you go to get it to look
a
certain way?
Yes, but it has to do with the sun too, because it's just a shadow. That's all it is.
See, Hugh, you're not ready for this. No, you're gonna mess up his lawn.
I wasn't.
See, if you want to get real professional, you go out there, you get the app that tells you where the sun's going, because the best is gonna be when it's perpendicular. I guess parallel, sorry.
This is what happened. I remember when he got the lawnmower, this wasn't the lawnmower talk that we were having. he's grown into this. He's,
oh, no,
he's
I've been doing it since I was a kid.
Seriously.
Yeah, I grew
up. But you've always had the high powered expensive lawnmower.
Oh no, no, no. I always knew how to do the stripes.
Okay.
No.
But the lawnmower took it to the next level.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's like the quality of tools you got, you know what I mean?
No, I hear you. It makes things
turn out better.
I hear you. And see, I had it wrong. See, he's been doing this forever. He ain't new to this, he's true to this.
Yeah, so my advice would be maybe let Hugh sit on the lawnmower, but don't let him mess up your lawn. I mean, he's gonna ruin the whole thing. This guy,
it's like, you know what, it's grass, it grows back.
That's right, it does. All right, Lannon, camp, we're at that stage now where it's like, all right, the preseason's about to start here. It's another practice today. Where do you guys feel you're at? New offensive coordinator, again, new play car. Feels like we do this every year. But, you know, Kevin's been here a while. Where do you guys feel you are as an offense this far into camp?
Yeah, so the thing is, and I've kind of said it before, right, like each team has a one-year expiration on it. I know you come out here to camp, you see, you're like, well, it's all the same name, it's all the same people. I mean, even though we lost a lot of people, have, you know, new coaches, players, staff, everything, it's still a new team. It's still a new identity every year. So, you know, from OTAs to the start of camp till now, it's really about figuring out, you know, what is our identity as a team, as an offense. You know, Kevin's been around here since Sirianni was here. I think he has a tremendous knowledge of the guys that are here, the group of guys, and kind of how to form them into the best offense possible. And, again, we're still, you know, I say pretty early on into camp here, and we're very specific and very detailed when it comes to installing plays and concepts and making sure that we go over everything. So, you know, we don't even have the entire offense in yet, but we're working, you know, we're installing every day, but we're making sure we don't just like, you know, here's the whole playbook, you know, figure it out today. Yeah, we'll discuss details later. Though for us, it's going into every meeting, sitting down, breaking down these plays, the defense you're going to look, you know, if we're checking anything, and just making sure that once that play goes in, we're detailed on it, and then we can build from there.
You know, I don't know if you know, but there's a guy around here, Elliot Shore Parks, that's charting plays and everything. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, for the last couple of days, Jalen hasn't looked as sharp. So my question to you is this, Landon. How much, as fans, can we glean from the practices that you're having out there and the accuracy and consistency that the quarterback has?
So here's the thing I think people should understand about camp is – you know, there's part of camp where it's you're coming here to get better and refine your skills, and there's also parts of camp where you're trying things out, right? So there's a lot of times we go into some of these drills, and if I want to change my pass set or my, you know, footwork or something, the best time to do it is in practice, because there's an old saying, I don't know who told me this, but is don't make shit up on game days, right?
Yeah,
that'll get you in trouble.
That's profound.
You know, I don't analyze quarterback play probably how you guys do. Again, I think Jalen's doing a tremendous job. I think he came out today, did well. Our defense has been doing well. And I think seeing that competition back and forth and, you know, you come out one day, maybe defense gets better of you. Well, that gives us some fuel for the next day to come out and say, hey, offense, we got to pick it up. We got to come out here and execute today. And it's just competing every day back and forth.
Tell us about how Tyler Steen is doing. It feels like he's the guy now, right, at right guard. And that's been the one spot in your line last few years that's moved around and changed a little bit. But Tyler's been here, and now it feels like his shot to really play and start for a full season. Where do you notice him and his development?
Yeah, so I think Steen has done a tremendous job as just kind of growing up as a player. And I mean, you know, you look at it like once guys get to the NFL, you're a grown man, all this stuff. But, you know, a lot of times these are kids coming out of college. They got a lot of things to figure out about, you know, how to practice, how to conduct yourself as a, you know, professional athlete. Because I know in college a lot of times there's a lot of support systems. And the NFL has that too, but you're not getting babysat anymore. There's nobody going to tell you to go do this, go get treatment, go get extra work. And I think for him, he's finally, after the years he's been here, every year he's kind of grown and figured out, like, this is how I have to conduct myself as a player. And I think from last season to OTAs till this season, he took a tremendous step in upping his game and figuring out what he can do to come out here and be better and compete for this job.
We're talking to Lannon Dickerson, our Eagles offensive lineman, after practice. Lannon, what have you noticed with the growth of the guys up front on defense, the guys you got to block every day? You know, we've had a lot of those guys in here with us the last 10 days or so we've been at camp. Morrow yesterday, Jahad Campbell. I mean, it feels like the youth you guys have up front on defense, linebacker and defensive line. What do you notice in trying to block those guys on a daily basis?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, obviously everybody kind of saw last year the young talent that we had up front there with – you know, guys like Morrow with Jalen Carter, with Nolan Smith, with Jordan Davis, and you know, they're young guys, but they're executing and they're playing at a high level. And I think that, you know, having Coach Fangio come back and, you know, everybody doing a little self-scouting in the offseason, coming back, and, you know, the looks that they've given us is a little different than what we've seen from them in the past. And I think, you know, it's props to, you know, Coach Fangio and those guys for understanding, right, you have great players, and let's put them in a great scheme and make it even tougher for everybody, right? It's, you can line up guys, you know, one-on-one to rush all day, but you start throwing in defensive schemes and stuff, and I think they've just done a tremendous job of, you know, taking great players and putting them in a great position defensively.
You know what, Landon, Mauro Joma told us yesterday that you guys share information. And I was a little bit jealous when I heard that about pass rush.
Yeah.
And how to get better at pass rush, because I can tell you, when I played, we didn't do that. It was about trying to go out there and win the day and look good for the camera. So yeah. So where did that come from, and why are you guys so eager to like share that information?
Yeah, so I think it comes down to, you know, we understand that we want to be the best team possible. So, you know, if we're going against each other and I see you doing something that, you know, you're projecting something, or your pass rush, you're giving away a move, or you only got this one move that's real easy to defeat, right? For me, it doesn't help me if you're going to do the same thing and I can beat it. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to help you in the game, right? Because if I can see it, there's other offensive linemen out there that know it too. So, you know, it's sharing back and forth. And, yeah, I want to talk you through how to beat me, because if I can make you better, then when game day comes and there's another guy out there, you're going to be able to beat him. And same way. So we always – We're taught there is that competition, right, when we're pass rush going against each other, but there's also the aspect of, yeah, we're on the same team.
Iron so sharp
when,
as iron.
When Sunday comes, right, yeah. It's like, I want you to be, you know, the most dangerous guy out there, and then they give it back to me, same way.
Landon, great stuff. We appreciate you hopping in, man. Good luck this season, and once again, congrats from last year. And if you need someone to help you with the lawn,
I got you, dog.
Hughes offered, man.
Yeah. I need a resume, right?
I gotta work on my grass cutting skills, but I'll get back to you. Give me a couple months, because I gotta perfect my grass cutting skills.
Yeah,
give me a couple months.
Just bring back a little portfolio. Just show me some pictures there, then we can work on it.
All right, sounds good. There he goes, Landon Dickerson, Eagles offensive lineman. All right, coming up, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday show live from Eagles camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.